Cornell University has agreed to pay $60 million and accept the Trump administration's interpretation of civil rights laws in order to restore federal funding and end investigations into the Ivy League school. Cornell's president made the announcement today, saying it upholds the university's academic freedom while restoring more than $250 million in research funding that had been withheld amid investigations into alleged civil rights violations. The university agreed to pay $30 million directly to the U.S. government, along with another $30 million towards agricultural research that will support U.S. farmers. The agreement is the latest struck between President Trump's administration and elite colleges that he's accused of tolerating anti-Semitism. The six-page agreement is similar to one signed by the University of Virginia last month, but it's shorter and less prescriptive than those signed by Columbia and Brown universities. Meanwhile, arguments were heard Thursday in the district court in San Francisco after the American Association of University Professors brought their latest challenge against the Trump administration. The case stems from a lawsuit filed in September by the AAUP, which seeks to stop the administration from using threats of federal funding cuts to coerce the University of California through its proposed agreement with UCLA, which plaintiffs argue undermines academic freedom and mirrors tactics used by autocratic movements around the world. For more, we spoke with Steven Rosenbaum, a lecturer at UC Berkeley School of Law and a member of the UC American Federation of Teachers, one of the plaintiffs in the lawsuit, who characterized the agreement as extortion.
Pay $1 billion to the federal government and undertake a number of reforms in terms of disciplinary processes, curriculum, research subject matter, hiring and promotion practices, campus protest and free speech practices, a whole host of things in a 20-page plus agreement. It was not a demand letter. It was an actual agreement with terms for monitoring and terms for violation of this agreement. Nowhere in that agreement does it state what the actual charge is. Ostensibly was the idea that the federal government accused UCLA of violations of discrimination statutes, specifically anti-Semitism, which comes under the rubric of violations on the basis of national origin or religion.
The Trump administration has sent so-called agreement letters to a number of schools it identified as potentially failing to protect Jewish students and faculty members from discrimination.
And conflating criticism of Israel, pro-humanitarian support for what was going on in Gaza, conflating that with anti-Semitism.
Rosenbaum notes that the administration's new demands fail to protect students against Islamophobia or even homophobia under recently announced Trump policies. Although AAUP v. Trump directly relates to the Los Angeles campus, its effects could be widespread across the UC system, which is why Berkeley faculty rallied at the courthouse during the hearing.
And I think there's a certain amount of sisterhood among universities overall to look out for each other, knowing that it's important that as soon as a few bend the knee, a few capitulate, it'll be easier for others to succumb as well. And by the same token, those that stand up will make it easier for others to stand up.
Lawyers for the government argued that the case was premature, but the presiding district judge, Rita Lynn, who had previously ruled to unfreeze certain federal grants, appeared skeptical of the government's arguments and hinted at her forthcoming decision.
She came right out and said, I see voluminous evidence.
Although the agreement has not yet been signed, faculty members said the harm was already unfolding, citing a chilling effect on academic research and campus speech.
And there's certainly enough in the record that would support an injunction. But she was aware of the fact that she needed to look at this big record quickly and make a ruling quickly. So I think we're going to see within about 10 days a decision. And my prediction is she's going to grant most of the relief.
The government is expected to appeal if the ruling goes against it, a move that could send the case to the U.S. Supreme Court, where a conservative majority could favor the president. But for Steven Rosenbaum, he described district judges as heroes, saying any resistance to what he calls extortion masquerading as civil rights enforcement should be fought, slowed, and resisted.
The technique that's being used is a classic fascist technique, which the Third Reich practiced in the 30s and other authoritarian regimes have done before and since, which is to go against the universities, go against lawyers in particular, to shut down bastions of free thinking and free expression, critical thinking, and to make sure that everyone is in line, everything from discipline policies to campus protest policies to what is taught, how it's taught, who's hired, and taking that decision-making away from the universities. This is very much an authoritarian tactic going after the university, but all under the guise of fighting anti-Semitism.
Judge Lynn is expected to issue her ruling in AAUP v. Trump as soon as next Friday.